close by," said Annie. She held onto the railing and moved slowly down the steep deck. "Annie," cried Jack. Suddenly the lights on the Titanic went out. The world was pitch dark. Jack couldn't see Annie at all. "Annie," he shouted. He tried to move down the deck too, but the ship tilted again. Jack slipped and fell. He rolled until he crashed into a smokestack.
"Jack," cried Annie. "Here, here."
Teddy kept barking. The back of the Titanic was rising out of the ocean. The front of the ship was going down. Jack tried to go around the smokestack without falling. In the dark, he could barely see the treehouse. It was stuck between a smokestack and the railing. It was lying on its side. Annie and Teddy were looking out the window.
"Teddy's barking, let me hear," cried Annie. "Hurry, Jack."
Jack crawled around the smokestack. He held out his hand. Annie grabbed it. She pulled him into the treehouse. Teddy licked his face.
"I wish we could go home,"
shouted Annie, pointing at the Pennsylvania book. Jack heard a loud crack. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still. Chapter 10, A Touch of Magic.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack.
He was lying on the floor of the treehouse. He was wearing his pajamas and rain poncho again.
"You okay?"
Annie asked.
"Yeah, you?"
said Jack.
"My heart's beating really fast,"
said Annie.
"Mine too," said Jack.
He thought of the Titanic sinking into the cold, black sea. His eyes filled with tears.
"It was terrible," he said.
Annie nodded. Jack could see tears on her cheeks. Teddy licked Jack's face.
"Hey," said Jack, "how did you get out of my knapsack?"
Teddy whined. Jack and Annie stroked his furry head and ears.
"I think he has a touch of magic,"
said Annie. Slowly Jack sat up.
"He saved our lives," he said.
"And now we have the first gift to break the spell he's under," said Annie.
She turned on her flashlight. She shined it on the silver pocket watch that hung from her neck.
"Lucy's gift," she said.
The watch had stopped. The hands were at 2:20. Jack was silent. Then he sighed.
"That's exactly when the ship went down," he said.
Annie looked at him.
"I guess that's when time stopped for the Titanic," she said.
Jack nodded. Annie put the pocket watch on top of Morgan's note.
"A gift from a ship lost at sea," she said softly.
They were both quiet. Then Jack took off his glasses and wiped the tears from his eyes. Annie stood up. She took a deep breath.
"I'm ready to go," she said. "Let's put Teddy in your pack and take him home with us."
She shined her flashlight around the treehouse.
"Teddy?"
she said. There was no sign of the little dog.
"He's not here," said Annie.
"What are you talking about?" said Jack. "We were just petting him."
"He's up to his magic tricks again," said Annie.
She sighed.
"We'll have to go home without him."
"But what happened to him?" said Jack.
"I don't know," said Annie. "But I have a feeling we'll see him again soon."
She started down the rope ladder. Jack looked around the treehouse.